make some noise like he's about to do something. Make some noise like he's about to make a way. Make some noise like he's about to open the windows. Make some noise like he's still King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That he is greater than any problem that we face. I don't know about you, but I woke up on the right side of the bed this morning, and I wanted to make sure the enemy knew that today I was going to get my breakthrough. Amen, amen, amen. You can have your seat. Man, listen here, listen here. The devil has been busy in the land, but sometimes you just got to wake up and just be like, that's it. It's enough. Enough is enough. Get your J-Lo on. Enough is enough. Somebody got that right there. Y'all remember them Lifetime movies. Praise the Lord. Pastor Lisa is not here this morning because, you know, her brother passed, and we want to be able to pray for her. And then Pastor Eben is not here because Bishop Philemon, the one that preached last July, he passed. And so he's in Jamaica being there, you know, for the funeral service yesterday. I'm telling y'all, the devil has been busy, but I just want to, that was a test. That was a test in who's in the building. I said, the devil has been busy, but. And before I even get preaching this morning, I just want to let you know there is a but to your story. Oh, 50 people got it. I'm going to say it one more time. I said, I don't care what you are going through in your life. There is a but to your story. You ought to just give God a praise like there's a but to the story. The devil got the one up on you, but. The devil got you pinned against the corner right now, but. And your money looking funny, but. God knows how to take what the enemy meant for evil and turn that thing around for your good. Y'all, I woke up with my coffee and Jesus, and I'm ready to preach today. Last week, I talked. I think today, I just feel like preaching. So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, faith is a decision. That's what we're going to talk about today. Faith is a decision. Basically, I'm about to preach to you my testimony. There's a difference when you are preaching something that someone else lived versus what you actually went through yourself. And so if I seem a little excited this morning, you just got to forgive me because I'm preaching something I lived and walked through. And today I want to talk about faith is a decision. And my first point is it's hard to make a faith decision if you don't have a word. I'm going to say it again. It is hard to make a faith decision if you don't have a word. My testimony starts in 2022. I was right here sitting on that front row, and I remember Pastor Eben was doing his good teaching that day. And there was some complications that was going on with the sound, you know, the media. And so sometimes I have my phone out and I'm just texting to see what's going on, stuff glitching and stuff. And while I was doing my job, I heard Pastor Eben say, faith is a decision. And it hit my spirit differently than all the other words that he was preaching. And so I remember in that moment, I just let it simmer. It was hitting my spirit, and I was hearing God speak to me. Well, later on that week or within that month, PE comes to staff, and he says, hey, I need for all of you all to go and check the equity that's in your home. See if there's some equity in your home. It might be a good season to sell. Well, I call Kalisha up, bring, hey, I need you to go check the equity that's in my home. And she went and checked the equity that was in my home. There was none. It was nothing. That thing was horrible. I said, I might as well stay where I am. But I followed the man of God. I followed and I listened to what he said. Well, guess what? 2 months later, she calls me out of the blue. Bring. Polo. It's time, bro. It's time for what? Man, I saw the equity that is in your house right now. And boy, you can sell it. And she told me what I could get for it. And I said, Robo Hushi Tidi Baha. Ba 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 ba. I said, hey, sell it. Put it on the market right now. And so it's amazing that PE told us to do something 2 months prior, but I saw the manifestation of it 2 months later. That's why you cannot, you can't take the word of God lightly. It may not come through when you want him to, but he is always right on. So we put that thing on the market. And listen, I'm not trying to, like, if anybody from Crowley, I'm not being rude or nothing. I'm just saying I bought the house in Crowley. I didn't know. And so people really not moving from New York looking for Crowley. You just kind of bump and land in Crowley. You understand? So I knew that if I didn't sell now, I'll never see this much equity in this house. All right? So, man, I done sold that house. I feel rich, y'all. I got money in my pocket. I'm like, Lord, this is good. This feels real good. But now, Kayla and I are about to get married, and I'm over here trying to figure out where we gonna live. So now I gotta find a house. Well, this was that crazy market. I'll never forget. We had our hearts set on a place in Aledo, Texas. I know, it's far. I'm an ambivert. And sometimes I like to be far away so nobody can just bump up on you. Oops, I was around the corner. Oop. Nah. I like to have it where you have to gas up your car and you got to be intentional to come by my house. You ain't just bumping up on me. No, you came with purpose. But Kalisha hits me up and she says, Polo, I think you really need to look at this neighborhood that's right here in Mansfield. It's a new neighborhood, nice houses. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was very reluctant on what she was saying. I really didn't want to hear it. However, it was Wednesday at 5:00. I said, all right, Kalisha, I'll come. I promise you, I'll come over there. All right, cool. And so I remember getting in the car. I was calling Kayla, and I was really, I had like a little funky little attitude. Like, I don't want, I already had my heart set. I know what I want. But Kalisha has never let me down. So while I'm in there, I'm driving. And so I remember turning in. And when I saw the neighborhood, I said, okay. Start seeing some of the houses that were being built. Oh, okay. And then we walk into the model home that she wanted to show us. And I just remember, Yeah. Boy, I felt God. But I couldn't do it out loud, so I was up under my breath, just. Yes, Lord. So I was feeling that. For those who don't understand what I'm saying, I was speaking in tongues. That's all it was. So I'm walking around, and I'm in tongues. And then the man said, how much the house costs, and the tongue stopped. So I was like, ooh, okay. But I knew that God was leading me there. And I had to remember, Pastor Eben preached a message, and he says that faith is a decision. So I had to take a time out. You know, I couldn't sign nothing that day because I needed a time out. I needed to go regroup, listen to the message some more, read some scripture, pray, and get my faith back up. Because right then, it wasn't there. So I remember leaving that day, heard the price, and I was like, all right, cool. Well, the next day, Texas had the craziest winter storm that we ever seen. Oh, Lord, it just snowed and snowed, and you know we can't act right with snow. So we ain't had no power. We ain't had no utilities. The grid went down. And so all day Thursday, I'm thinking about that house. And then all day Friday, I'm thinking about the house while I'm cold. I'm talking about it's cold in the house. And I remember Saturday, they opened things back up. We was finally able to drive and get out of the house. And I remember I made the decision. We're going to get that house. So I have confidence. Latarius, I have so much confidence. I'm walking up to the house, and I walk in, and as soon as I get in, Brian says, hey, the house went up $65,000. What? Listen, I left here Wednesday at 6 p.m. We were snowed in Thursday, Friday. I'm here and you just opened up and you telling me that the house went up $65,000. Any other time, I would have been passive. I would have accepted what they said, accepted what he said. But I heard my pastor say, faith is a decision. And I made the decision, I ain't paying $65,000 more. It took all the faith just to walk in here right now to sign for what I'm signing for. And you want to raise it up $65,000? The devil is a liar. So I said it with my chest. I said, Brian, I understand that I did not sign the contract Wednesday. I understand it's a hot market and you don't have to sell it to me. I understand. However, I want the price that was there on Wednesday. I said it with my chest with confidence. Inside, I was really shaking. Because sometimes you got to practice your faith. You got to work it out. You got to say it out loud while on the inside, you still dealing with a little fear, just a little bit. So I said it out loud and I said, I want that price. And he starts stuttering. I'll contact corporate and I'll see what they say. Yeah, do that. And so I closed the door, walking out in faith. And I'm like, Lord, what did I get myself into, Jesus? And I remember getting a call back from Brian that changed my life. He said, Polo, I don't know what kind of prayer you prayed, but corporate is going to honor the price on Wednesday for you. I need you to understand the blessing of this. I didn't even put my name on the contract, and I walked in with $65,000 of equity. My name wasn't even on the I signed the dotted line and got 65K of equity because God honored obedience. And I said all of this to say that this happened because I heard Pastor Eben say, faith is a decision. Listen to me. My next level faith was activated by the spoken word of my pastor. My next level of faith was activated by the spoken word of my pastor. And in that moment, I had to make a choice. I could either do what I have always done in life and get what I have always gotten in life. I can do what my friends have done and they struggling, straining and stressing and going through all kinds of stuff. Or I could do what Hebrews 6:12 says. It says that ye be not slothful, but followers of those who through what? Faith and what? Inherited what? I had to follow somebody who had some receipts. And I want to let you know, Pastor Eben has some faith receipts. And I had to make up in my mind that day to make the choice to follow somebody who had some receipts. And I need for you to understand this morning right now, some people don't understand your life. They don't understand that you have some receipts in life. That's why they'll call you for advice. You'll give them advice. They don't take your advice because they ain't checking your receipts. Oh, do I have about 50 people in here that know what I'm talking about? No. I got some receipts. You can ask me some questions and I can tell you how good God has been to me. And this is why I want to pause right here. This is why you cannot be intimidated by someone's blessings. I decided to follow a man that had some receipts. Let me show you what I'm talking about. You see, Pastor Eben can rock all the Gucci that he wants to rock. Rock your Gucci because I can't be intimidated by your blessings because God may be trying to introduce me to my next. And some people are being offended by what God is doing in your life, not realizing that God is trying to make you the prototype and show them that what he has done for you, he's about to do in them. So they can't celebrate you and your win. And this is why you got to be okay when you're being rejected by some people. Why? Because God is trying to introduce them to their next. Look at your neighbor and say, do you have some receipts? You asked the wrong person. Look at somebody else and say, neighbor, do you have some receipts? Now, I'm about to say this for about 150 radical people. Look at somebody else and say, baby, I am the receipt. You looking at somebody that was nobody, and God took a nobody, turned them into somebody. I am the receipt. You looking at somebody that come from Dothan, Alabama, and God put me all the way in Texas. I am the receipt. You ought to tell your neighbor, I am the receipt, baby. I am proof that he's a way maker, a miracle worker, a light in the darkness. I am proof that he is still Jehovah Jireh, still Jehovah Nissi, still Jehovah Rapha. I am the receipt that he'll keep your mind while you going through hell. I am the receipt that he is a present help in the time of trouble. I am the receipt that he'll open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. I am the receipt that he... Woo! Somebody shout in this place if you know you're the receipt. I don't need to read about David and Goliath because I just slayed one in the courtroom. I just slayed one in the hospital. I just slayed one at the bank office. I am the receipt. The fact that some of us are still alive is the receipt that he is still a healer. The fact that you still are clothed in your right mind is the receipt that he is peace. I am the receipt. And what I realized was that sometimes we miss out on our next level because we struggle to celebrate and appreciate those who are already walking in the promises that we're still praying for. This is why you gotta learn how to celebrate others when they are winning in the area that you're losing. God is answering their prayers, and it looks like he real hush-hush on yours. This is when you got to turn up your faith and say, thank you, God. Thank you for showing me the prototype that if you did it for him, you'll do it for me. If you did it for Pastor Eben, oh, you're going to do it for me. Oh, if he's living like this, what you think we're going to be living like? You can sit there and look crazy if you want to. You're going to see me walk right behind those who through faith and patience inherited the promise, and God is going to take you from level to level, faith to faith, and glory to glory if we can celebrate and appreciate those people who are going before us. I chose to follow someone who had receipts. This leads me to my verse right here, Romans 10, 16 and 17. We always quote verse 17, but I want to read verse 16. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. The breakdown of this verse really, it acknowledges that although the message of the gospel is preached to many, not everyone accepts it, and not everyone responds in faith. I need you to hear this. I wasn't the only person that heard him say, faith is a decision. He said it, at that time we only had two services. He said it two services, and we left it up on YouTube. But when I heard P.E. say, faith is a decision, I heard God say, get the house. And what I want to suggest to you and submit to you is that there is a difference between hearing the word and hearing God's voice. Very close, but there's a difference. See, I was hearing the word, but the word was coming through Pastor Eben. But while he was giving the word, God was speaking to me. Have you ever been to service where the preacher's preaching and then there's thoughts that's coming into your head that's tied to what he just said? But it wasn't necessarily what he said, That's God speaking to you. And what I wanted you to understand, this is why you got to be locked in. You got to tap in when the word of God is going forth. This is why you can't be on Pinterest. You can't be on Instagram. You can't be on Facebook. You can't be messaging a whole group of people. You got to be locked in on what God is saying through the man of God. Why? Because God is trying to speak to you. But sometimes we miss his voice because we are so busy dealing with distractions. He said, faith is a decision. God says, buy the house. My ears heard the word, but my heart heard God's voice. And this is why you got to focus. Somebody say focus. Many people miss his voice because they are not locked in on his word. And this is where I got the biggest issue. And my worship team know me. Don't come to me telling me what thus saith the Lord. If you ain't got no word. You know, the Lord was speaking to me this morning. How? You know, the Lord said, how? I want to know how you heard it. Because it could be the coffee talking. And I don't know about you, but if something happens when I get that fresh cup of coffee in the morning. Oh, joy comes in the morning. You know, because he brews really well. He brews really, really well. And so sometimes you can be inspired by how you feel in the morning, but just because you are inspired in the morning don't mean that that was God speaking to you. Because I need a word that's coming from God. And watch this. You will always be able to hear God's voice through his word. But I'm afraid that we have too many people that's trying to hear the voice of God without his word. Oh, I'm sorry. I might have a lot of prophetic people in here, but that's okay. Just listen. Just get a word and hear God's voice. Don't be coming to me with your emotions. Because I gotta make a decision in faith, not by your feelings. And I'm gonna say this in second service that I didn't say in first service, and that's why you can't go to every emotional service that you wanna go to and then get this word and then make a life decision based upon somebody that don't have receipts. You'll end up making a life mistake just because they had some good coffee or a Red Bull and now they all caffeinated with all of this energy and now they inspired to say, go and get a new house. And you over here like, I'm trying to work on my credit. I'm trying to get some more money. I'm trying to make a smart decision. You better have a word, and you better have a word from God. Look at your neighbor and say, don't play around. Don't play around. Don't play around. Don't play with my future. That's why you got to be careful who you keep going to for advice. Preach, Polo. Because faith comes from hearing the word, but clarity comes from hearing his voice. Faith is going to come through the word, but clarity comes by the voice. You see, I was able to still move forward with this house because I heard his voice. I just wasn't inspired by the word. I was certain that I heard God say what he said. And this reminds me of something. John 10:27 says that my sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they follow me. There is something about knowing the voice of God. When you really know his voice, you can lock in. Oh, when you hear that voice from God, you lock in. Meaning nothing else can come and take your attention away from what the Lord has said. But the problem is sometimes we're walking and we don't have no word. There's a thing called selective attention. The definition of this is the ability to focus on the message while filtering out all distractions. Selective attention. And I believe that this is the season that God has you in. And this is the season that you have to use your filter. You need to look at your text messages and start filtering out certain conversations. You need to also be happy that God is filtering out certain people in your life. Because the Lord is trying to get you to something, but he can't get you to something if you're still distracted by other things and other people. I remember at the Super Bowl, selective attention, at the Super Bowl party, we had everybody come over. And I'm talking about everybody was up in this house, y'all. Everybody was up in this house. We had friends, we had family, cousins, we eating good. I got the sound bar all the way up. They not like us, they not like us. And I remember that everything is loud, we having conversations, we talking, and then all of a sudden, Kayla heard Harvest out of all of that. And I'm just looking at Kayla like, you are a superwoman. How did you hear this out of all the noise that was going on in the house? How did you hear it? Because women and mothers have this ability to focus in on a sound no matter what else is going on in that house. Look at a woman and say, you bad girl, you bad. I don't know how you heard what you heard. All I know is you heard it, and then you went to go see about that baby, and that baby was in there crying. And us men over here just looking over there talking, you done missed the whole message. Can I submit to you, that is the way that we got to be locked in on God's voice. Everyone is talking, CNN is talking, Fox is talking, negativity is going everywhere, everyone's afraid of flying, everyone's afraid of everything. And while they doing all of that, can God say, hey, you're supposed to be locked into his voice so much to the point where you will stop everything else to listen to what he has to say. Because here's the truth. If you can't discern his voice, you'll default to the noise. Boy, I wish that y'all was ready to have church this morning. I said, if you can't discern his voice, you will default to the noise. And when you are making a faith decision, this is why your circle matters. Oh, I'm going to say it again. When you are making a faith decision, this is why your circle matters. Because whatever you're going to start hearing is going to come from your circle. And your circle has a significant influence over your life. Listen to me. It's hard to live a life of faith with a faithless circle. It is hard to live a life of faith when your circle is faithless. Woo! The Bible says in Hebrews 4:2, for we also have had the good news proclaimed to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them. Read this with me. Because they did not share the... Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they are agree? You see, in this season, you cannot afford to have people with you that cannot hear like you. And I'm about to say something that's about to free about 100 of you right now. Because watch this, if faith comes by what I hear, and you can't hear like I hear, that simply means you can't go. Did you hear what I said right now? I said, if faith comes by what I hear and you can't hear like I hear, that simply means you cannot go where I'm going. And I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you hear what I hear? Woo! Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? I heard he was wounded for my transgressions. I heard he was bruised for my iniquity. Do you hear what I hear? I heard he was a waymaker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, the light in the darkness. Do you hear what I hear? I heard that he was a present help in the time of trouble. Do you hear what I hear? I heard that this was the year of momentum. Why are you acting like this is? I dare you to pull your phone out right now and text your friend and say, do you hear what I hear? Because if you're not hearing what I'm hearing, you are not going where I'm going. And that's the problem. We're trying to carry people into places that their faith is not going to grant them access. Preach, Polo. And years ago, the Lord gave me this quote, and some people stole it. They cut my name out, and then they just took it and just spread it all over the world. But just so you know, you heard it from here first. God showed me. He says, don't let the blind proofread your vision. Did you hear what I said? Don't let the blind proofread your vision. And the problem is that we are handing our vision over to people who can't even see for themselves. And we are getting offended and we're getting discouraged and we are losing hope and we can't make faith decisions because the people that we are connected to can't see and hear like us. Messing around and telling people your vision and they discourage you and they make you just want to go back home. Well, how you gonna do that? I don't know. That's not my job. I just know this is where I'm going. Do you hear what I hear? No, you can't come with me into my next. I'm already having to find the faith to do what it is that God is telling me to do. And you coming over here as negative Nancy. I'm sorry, you gotta go. Oh my God. And I just gotta say this for just somebody in here. I look at your neighbor and say, it's cutting season. I'm sorry. It's cutting season. I told y'all last week that the word decide means to cut off. And you have the decision right now to start cutting people from your circle because you think God gonna take you into the promised land with them doubters? My Bible scholars, they sent them up to view the land. They went to view the land, but they couldn't get in because the people didn't have faith. So God wanted them to live in the promised land, but they ended up dying in the wilderness, all because they couldn't see what God was trying to show them. Woo! My God. This is why you have to be like Peter and you have to get out of the boat. And Peter learned to walk on the spoken word of God. One word from Jesus. Peter walked on the impossible because faith is not a feeling. It is the decision to bust a move. And the miracle was not in the boat. The miracle was in the step. I don't know why God's taking this service completely different, but I'm leaning with him. Because I feel like there are some more weightier decisions. See, some people, their decision making is on just what they about to eat when they leave here. And that's cool and all. But I feel like there are some heavier and weightier decisions in this service. And you're like, hey, the hype ain't gonna do it for me. I got a life-altering decision. And what I'm trying to get you to see is the miracle is not in the boat. It's in the step. What is God saying to you right now? I'm about to shift this whole thing. What is he saying? I know what I'm preaching, but what is he saying? Whew, my God. I dare you by faith to start looking through your life and asking yourself the question, if I'm going to make this faith decision, whatever this faith decision is, are the people in my circle qualified to walk with me? Because watch this. If they are not on the frequency that you're on, when God speaks, all they'll hear is static. You're hearing God say, do this. All they're hearing is shh. You hear God say, make a left, and they hear shh. I can even feel relationships coming together if you both can just tap into the frequency. What does God have for me? Come on, just close your eyes. I'm following you, Holy Spirit. I hear you. I speak against the thought that God is not going to show up for you. You know, right where you got your heads bowed, just stay right there. I remember I took a picture of the land and I sent it to Pastor and I said, Pastor, this is the land. And Pastor said, I see a house. What do you see? I said, I see what you see. With your eyes closed right now, I want to ask you to, what do you see? What do you see for your life? What do you see God doing with that situation that you're in? What do you see? Do you see victory or defeat? Do you see God taking you to the mountain, or do you see you being buried in the valley? What do you see? Man. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over your people that you break the back of doubt, heaviness, weariness. I pray that you renew their faith, that they'll be able to speak it loud, that they'll be able to live with their faith loudly and declare what it is that God has spoken over their lives before they ever see you move. I thank you, God, that you're about to make them the billboard of what it means to believe in God. I thank you that you are about to open windows for them. And I speak against every negative attack that comes against their mind, their spirit, that attacks them. Every time they try to move in faith, it's something that grips them, that keeps them in a place of fear. I break it off of you in the name of Jesus. And I say that if he did it for Pastor Edmund, he's going to do it for you. That if he did it for me, he can do it for you. I thank you, God, that there's going to be say it testimonies all over this church, because you are going to do something that is so great in their lives. So encourage them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you just need the Holy Spirit, my God. If you just know that this word was for your faith, I just need you to slip your hand up right now. I need to see who I came here for. I see you. Oh, my God. I feel you. I don't have time for an altar call, but Holy Spirit.